I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to FM 104.5, AM 930, and KKXX Radio. And our show is called Chico Now, and the Monday show is called Helping People, because that's what I do for a living. I help people. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist, Joe Taylor. If you'd like to learn more about myself or my office, just go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. We actually have a couple more therapists who have started out this summer, and they're amazing. So we've been pretty full for a while. If anybody's tried to get appointments, it's been a little bit tough lately, but we have two more people who have started, and we are an office full of therapists who also happen to be Christians. It just seems that that's the folks who normally apply to work there. And so it's nice for a lot of folks who want to go to counseling, but they're worried that the counselor won't understand their motivations for why they do the things they do or think the things they think, because they're not everybody understands Christian philosophy, even though it seems like it's so prevalent that people should understand. When you go to therapy, it's really vulnerable, and sometimes it's just mind-easing to know that the person you're talking to gets it. Like, that's one less thing you have to explain. But, okay, so we don't provide biblical counseling during sessions. The session is focused on what is going on in your life, what kind of anxiety or depression or relationship problems you're having. But when you talk about, you know, and this is why, and I'm doing this, we don't have to question you, and you don't have to defend yourself to someone who's not a believer. And I feel like a lot of people really value that. Okay, so I am a believer. That's why I'm on the radio show. I super love God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Trinity, because all of them are one person. And that is how I believe. We are talking with my guest co-host, Aiden Ortega. He's been on our show. This is his fifth episode. He's my co-host through the summer until he goes off to college. He'll probably be on for one or two more episodes before he leaves. And we're talking about social anxiety. And we're in August now. It's almost time for school to start back up. And Aiden is 18. He just finished school. He just finished 12th grade at the end of the year last year. Walked across that stage all handsome in his cap and gown. And he is almost ready to leave to go live in the dorms and go to Cal Maritime Academy, which is a CSU down in Vallejo. And they consider their students their cadets, is what they call them. They wear a uniform. They pledge allegiance to the flag at 7 o'clock in the morning a couple times a week, and it's very structured. In the meantime, he's spending his summer here with us, as well as a full-time job to pay for that expensive college that he's going to. Aiden Ortega, go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And we spent the last 2 weeks talking about cognitive distortions and how those affect our motivation to make change and to step out of our comfort zone. But since it's August, I'd like to kind of change the focus of our conversation away from how we can make those changes ourselves, but rather how we can help the people around us, because school is starting up and there might be a kiddo in your life. Either you're a teacher or a Sunday school teacher or a preschool teacher, and there's that shy kiddo in the class, or maybe you have one of them, or you have a teenager who is the new kid at school, or just has always struggled to fit in. And you want to know, you as the parent or the teacher or just a periphery person, it's your nephew or your neighbor or your friend's kid, what can you do to help them get through this kind of phase of life? And so it's truly a phase and it doesn't plague them much longer. Help them kind of assimilate back into life. And I have some thoughts on that because of my childhood as being really, really shy. And Aiden has thoughts on that because he is currently in the process of undergoing those kind of changes internally in his mind and heart to go from being shy to being more outgoing. And so we are here to talk about that, and we wanted to kind of help people have some insight. And remember, while the topics on here are psychotherapy related, if you need to go in more in depth, please reach out to somebody in your area who can help you with that topic. A therapist, marriage and family therapist, social worker, psychologist, all of those folks are trained in these kind of skills to help you help work with you and help you work with your kid. Okay, Aiden. So one of the things that I learned early on as a parent of someone who is shy is to set up like play dates outside of school with the kids at school. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and give you some of the things that have worked for us or things that we wished other people would have helped us with. All right, stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson and
Aiden Ortega.
On Chico Now, 104.5 FM.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now at 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM. And we also have my co-host,
Aiden Ortega,
who is also here to talk to me about social anxiety and overcoming shyness because he has become an expert on this topic. He's lived it. Mm-hmm. He's lived it.
Wow.
And he is in the process of overcoming it, and he's in kind of a good place. So when we talk about kids, because the school is going to start soon, and overcoming shyness, what do you think, Aiden, is a couple of things that maybe some parents do wrong when they're really trying hard to help their kid become more social?
Kind of like pushing them.
Okay.
When they don't want to be pushed, because, like, I did Kids Unlimited, and I didn't like it at all.
Kids, by the way, everyone, we're in Chico, Kids Unlimited is a Reading program.
Right.
Where they do dancing showcases, so music and dance. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't like it, and I didn't really didn't want to make friends, because I didn't want to be there. There was really no reason that I felt to make friends or anything like that. I just kind of sat there and endured it, persevered my suffering.
So your parent might have thought, oh, he's going to learn some new skills. He's going to have fun. He's going to make new friends. He'll go a couple of times and he'll end up loving it. But what really happened?
I didn't.
And then you weren't motivated to make it better.
right? I didn't really care about making friends with the people there because I didn't really care about what I was doing there.
Mm. So really getting your child who might be more shy, getting their buy-in in the activity that you're putting them in, rather than just telling them you're going to end up liking it and whatever.
Right.
So what about, I know there have been times where with my son, where I told him, if you try it a few times and you still don't like it, we can stop. But if you try it and you do end up liking it, you can keep going. Do you think that one is a good one?
That'd probably be good.
Okay. Because most kids will say they don't want to do something if they've never tried it and they're shy.
Right.
So the shyness is going to be bigger than I'm going to try something new and I might like it. Mm-hmm. So getting the buy-in that there will be, that they can have an end to it after a certain period of time, maybe.
Yeah, there's an option later on.
Mm-hmm. So you go for a week or you give it 2 weeks, depending on how often the thing is. Like if it's Monday and Wednesday, you'd want to give it 2 or 3 weeks or a month, going twice a week after school for an hour. But if it's every day, like yours was a summer program, you said?
Yeah.
So it's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week while your parent was at work. It's
pretty much just school.
Yeah.
School I didn't want to do.
Mm. So then getting their buy-in and letting them have a little bit of say-so whether or not it's something they want to do would help them be motivated to step out of their comfort zone and make friends if they're someone who's shy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And then one thing that I had learned, because I was a really young mom and I didn't know how to do a lot of things, so I would ask. I remember my son was really, really shy, and he would tell me, I don't have any friends, when he was in second grade. And I remember asking the principal, and he gave me the best advice, which I've given to a lot of people since then, and it was help him to have friendships outside of school. So the kids who go to the school, the kids who are in their class, have them do activities outside of school. I remember there was a kiddo in some apartments nearby, and he would come over a couple of times. And we would try to deepen the friendships of the kids that were there. How would you think that if you were a shy kid who didn't know very many friends in your classroom, what do you think it would be like for that shy kid if they had one of those kids come over to their house to play or to go do something fun? Do you think that that would help when he goes to school the next time and he had a really fun, like, slumber party, birthday party, and all the kids were talking about how amazing his birthday party was?
Well, I don't know about girls, but boys don't really do that. They don't sort of talk about, oh, during the summer, or oh, during a break, we had this great party. At least nobody I knew did that.
Do you think that it helped you develop relationships with those people so that playing on the recess was a little bit easier?
It helped me know them more.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't their friend and they came to my party or something like that, it didn't like make them friends with me, but I knew them a little bit more. I was more familiar with them.
And so they were with you.
Like, awkward.
So it was less awkward.
It was less awkward, but I wasn't really going to talk to them at all.
All right, stay tuned. We have one more segment after this, and we'll be back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me, my colleagues, or Joe Taylor if you go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. All right, so we're here with my amazing co-host, Aiden Ortega, who, I don't know if you've noticed, over the course of this summer, has gotten a lot less anxious about being a host. Yeah. He's a lot more fluid. So you notice, as he continues to work on his stuff, it gets better and better and better. So that gives you hope, guys. Hope for the future. Hope for your kids who might be shy and struggling that it does get better. But he didn't just come to him. He had to make the decision in his own heart. It sounded like in our last episode, the idea of having friends come over and play helped you to know them, so you didn't feel so awkward around them when you were at school. But it didn't necessarily make you guys buddies, because you had to already know how to play with them. Everyone has a different play style, right? So what kind of like tip could you give a parent who had an elementary school kid who was struggling at school with having friendships and just kind of felt lonely a lot? What tip would you give that parent to help their child develop those social skills better?
Well, this is kind of going to be a don't. So,
okay.
It's like when you invite kids over that your child doesn't know to like play, expecting them to like, get along and play for an hour or whatever, to have a play date with someone they don't know. It kind of just doesn't work.
So it's not like dogs in a dog park where you're just going to go smell each other's butt and start like frolicking around.
Right. That's not going to happen. So maybe if there's what you could do is maybe there's some sort of activity, extracurricular activity like martial arts or a sport. You could send them, get your mom friend and get their kid to go into the sport tandem with yours, and not like knowing each other, but like get them both to be put in the program and be like, that kid over there, I know the mom.
Oh, and then you guys have something in common. And then when you're going to play, you have something in common to play. You have a shared experience.
Yeah, you can't like offer something in common, because then it's like, I know this thing about you that you don't know I know, or something like that.
that would be awkward. Hey, you both like to draw. Here's some crayons. Draw together.
Right. That's
awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward. So, it's like,
Better do it. Mom wants to do it.
So more like, hey, my friend Sally, she has a son, and we both signed you guys up for judo. And neither of you have ever done judo, so you're both going to go to the same one together and both be awkward in judo together. And over time, you guys might get to know each other a little better.
It's just assuming you guys are going to be together is kind of what makes it seem really weird.
Oh.
So it's, you want to be like, my girlfriend or whatever is putting her kid in this program, and maybe I could do it too, and like, you know.
Oh, okay. So it's not about like I'm trying to help you make a friend. It's more like my friend is putting her kiddo in this program, and the program sounds really awesome. I wanted to put you in that program too.
Right.
And then it's just about putting you in a program that's really awesome.
Right.
And then you end up happening to make friends with them.
Right. She's a little underhanded.
It's a little
there.
Sly. Okay. Okay. Oh. This is good. Good information. So that might be something also people could do now that it's August and school is starting. So finding something that might also translate to knowing kids at the first day of school, because there might be a couple of kids in whatever activity that you end up putting them in that also go to your child's school.
Right. So if you do end up, like, you know, put...
Also for judo, we really like Nabuki-Con. They're a nonprofit here in Chico, and they always need people. Okay, go ahead.
Just like having that commonality, even like if you don't know, you don't know the kid, and you end up seeing them at school, there's that sort of like, oh, well, we both go to the same dojo or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's more likely it's something you can relate with that's not forced on to you by your parents.
Mm.
It's not awkward.
Right. Okay, guys. This has been Jessica Wilkerson and...
Aiden Ortega.
With Chico Now. And I will try to twist his arm. He might be super busy getting ready for college, but we'll see if we can get him back next week. Otherwise, I don't know what the topic will be next week. We're going to play it fast and loose. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and this has been Chico Now's Helping People. Oh, visit me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. ChicoCreekCounseling.com.